Well, listen, there's a serious issue in Ganyu in Glencombe Kill where the Irish water, the mains pipe keeps bursting. You know, it's an old asbestos pipe now, but 15 years ago they done a big job in Glen and on the water system, and unfortunately they didn't change that part of it, you know. So they've left a couple of hundred yards of a asbestos pipe that keeps bursting. I suppose 7 or 8 times already since last summer, you know. So, and the road's a mess now because the Irish water keep coming and digging it up. So the road won't be fixed until the Irish water get their act together and put the pipe in place, and we need it done as soon as possible. Just because people can't do without water, you know. And then we have the same issue in Teeling. There's an area in Teeling from the Rusty Mackerel down towards the pier, and there's another small area as well. But there are two small jobs. We were trying to get a job done out in, convince them to get a job done out in Barnes Moor, like, you know, but they say that's a massive job and it'll take massive investment. But that's just two small jobs. The two of them could be done together and could be done very quickly, but just need the Irish water to get their act together and get it done.
It's not really the council's responsibility here. It is effectively Irish water.
Yeah, it's Irish water, but we need the council to be putting pressure on Irish water to make sure it's done as soon as possible, because the council can't tar the road until Irish water. They can't tar the road and then wait till Irish water come to dig it up again. So we just need to make sure these things are done in the right coherently, like, you know, and they're done in the right order, you know.